Perek Hei, Mishnah Hei, Harezu, Tachazu. So how do you actually designate something as a tumura? You would say something along the lines of, this should be instead of this one. Zu tumurazu, this should be a substitute for this one. Zu chalifazu, this should be an exchange for this one. Harezu tumura. So those are expressions of tumura. You're basically saying the idea of substitution. You want to substitute one animal for another animal. That is the designation you would use to create a tumura. However, if he said zu mechulalas alzu, the kedusha of this should be transferred to this one, should be mechulal. So now you're not expressing a substitution concept. You're expressing a lashon of chilul, which is the idea of removing kedusha from one to another. That ain't a tumura. That, the Mishnah says, is not a tumura. That is reserved for things like, we'll learn later on the Mishnah, right now, where like you have a mum, and you need to transfer the kedusha of the baal mum to another animal. But when it comes to tumura, it has to be the idea of substitution, as opposed to transferring the kedusha, trying to remove the kedusha from one to the other. Now, vim haya hegdish baal mum, let's say you had an animal that was a baal mum, that was a carbon, a kedusha's carbon that had a baal mum, then if he says, Harizu mechulal asalzu, yaitzel chulin. In that case, like any other mum, the idea is that you can transfer the kedusha of a mum to another animal. And if the other animal you transfer to is not worth as much as the original carbon, you have to make up the difference and make up the value. That's not midiraisa. Midiraisa, you can be mechulal, you can redeem, essentially, the kedusha of a baal mum onto anything of value. However, midrabanan, they said that you have to pay the difference to the Bedek HaBayis in order to protect the Beis HaMikdash from any losses. Perek Hei, Mishnah Vav, Hare Zu Tachas Chatas. Let's say he says, I want this animal to be as a substitute instead of a chatas. Not specifying a specific carbon chatas, generally just an unspecified chatas. Or Tachas Oyle, he says, I want it to be instead of an Oyle, without specifying what carbon Oyle he's referring to. He has not said anything. That is not considered tumura. Tumura has to be specifically from one carbon to an animal. It can't just be a general, I am imparting kedusha of a carbon chatas. It has to be specifically, I want to impart the kedusha, I want to substitute the kedusha of this particular carbon onto that animal. However, he says, tachas chatazu, v'tachas oilazu, if he says, I want it to be as instead of this chatas, or instead of that carbon oil, that obviously would work. That would be considered tumur. Similarly, if he says, tachas chatas v'tachas oil sheish li b'seich habayis, if he says, I want it to be instead of the particular chatas or oil that I have in the house, so I don't have it here in front of me that I can point to, but I know I have a carbon chatas in the house, and I like that carbon chatas, the gedusha, that carbon chatas, I want it to now, I want this animal to be instead of that other animal. So in that case, Dvar Kayamin, because again, as long as you can specify a particular carbon that it applies to, it doesn't have to be standing in front of you. As long as there is something specific that you can point to, that's the carbon that you want to substitute, then that would affect a tumur. Now, Im Amar al behemet tmeya v'abalas mum. If let's say someone goes to an animal that's a bal mum, has a permanent blemish, and it's not valid for... it's not valid for carbon, and he says, "Hare elu ayla." And he says, on either the behemoth tmeya or on a baal mum, I want this to be an ayla. Leima klum, he did not say anything because, again, since those animals are not roy to go on the mizbeach, you cannot impart kedusha's carbon on them initially. However, hare elu la ayla. If he says not hare elu ayla, he's not saying I want them to be a carbon ayla. He's saying I want them to be for a carbon ayla. Then in that case, yimachru v'yovi v'demeyem oila. In that case, what he's really saying is I'm not designating the animal itself as a carbon. I'm basically donating the value of this animal to be used for a carbon oila. And since it already has a mum, or it's already a behemet tmeya, it doesn't have to graze anymore. It is already a baal mum. So he can now go and sell the animal, yimachru v'yovi v'demeyem oila, and you bring with the money a carbon oila.